Let's catch up with Kim Miles and talk NWFL footy. Hello, Kim.
Yeah, good morning, Darren.
How are you going?
Excellent, mate. Looks like a nice day ahead after a very, very cold night.
Indeed. And a beautiful day for footy tomorrow, too. Fine sunny and we'll get dry tracks. All right, so let's start. It's round 13, by the way, of the NWFL competition. So the seniors on at 2:20 tomorrow. Let's start with the game at Dyle Park, Penguin hosting Devonport.
Yeah, Darren, Penguin were made to work hard by a spirited Latrobe last week, and they've made four changes for their clash with ladder leaders Devonport. Into the two Blues lineup come coach Maverick Weller, Jackson Beakey, Randall Hardy, and star forward Jack Templeton, who returns to the side after an ankle injury sustained back in round seven. Out of the Penguin lineup go Lockie Blakemore, Jalen Farrelly, Tyson Weller, and Declan Lee. Devonport, who had a great 50-point win over Burnie last start, have lost top ruckman Jacob Marshall due to injury, along with Luke Keep and Jack Rand. Into the Magpie team come defender Ben Blacklow, who was a late withdrawal against Burnie, and Taylor McCormick, who was recovered from a leg injury. Penguin won their round three clash with Devonport by 20 points, but were crushed by the Magpies in round eight. Devonport's East Devonport recruit, Nick Milbourne, was sensational last week, Darren, kicking 10 goals, and worked well in tandem with Caleb Van Buren, Keegan Lowe and Joey Chaplin in the Magpies' front half. Penguin will no doubt give their all, particularly with the inclusion of Templeton and Maverick Weller, but it is doubtful whether their defence can contain the much-vaunted Magpie forward setup and prevent Devonport on winning their 10th game of the year. So, Magpies there, mate.
Right, so that's quite a haul. 10 goals for your first game with a new club for Milbourne. All right, let's go to the game at Latrobe and the Demons hosting Ulverston tomorrow.
Yeah, Cilla Dwellers Latrobe and Ulverston sitting in one win each for the season. Well, they clash at Latrobe in what should be another closely fought contest. The Demons pushed Penguin last week before finally going down by 15 points in a rain-affected encounter and have opted for just the one change, recalling forward Will Shearer in place of Blake Weeks. The Robins have demoted Ben West and Jonah Slater and replaced that pair with Jet Lambie and James Deegan. Latrobe coach Nick Hizazidis has been pleased with the effort of his back half in recent weeks, with Rory Gurr, Damon Cock, Tom Plumbridge, Brad French and Sam Hill all making it difficult for their opponents and improving in their consistency. Ulverston coach Stephen French will be looking for a more sustained effort from his front half after kicking only two goals last week against Wynyard. And I'm leaning towards Latrobe to get the job done over the Robins by the slimmest of margins in what should be a riveting contest between both these young sides, Darren.
All right, that one's on at Latrobe. Let's go up the road to Wynyard and the Cats hosting Burnie tomorrow.
Yeah, look, arguably the clash of the round with the second place Wynyard hosting the fourth place Burnie Dockers. The Cats have opted for just one change in recalling Victorian country recruit Jeremiah Jones for his first game of the season after recovering from a knee injury sustained in last year's second semi-final when he collided with the goalpost. Josh Kay is the player to miss out. The Dockers have lost ruckman Tyrone Morrison due to suspension and have eased out Luca Whitcomb, Nick Hearn and Jeremy Plant. However, the Dockers will welcome back Nick Walters and Isaac Plant, along with youngsters Reef Bourne and Connor Vanderplogue. Burnie's mid-year signings in Tom Munday and Jay Child will benefit from their first outing last week. And if Bailey Bogue, Dylan Smith and Big Nick McKenna can continue their rich vein of form, the Dockers are a real chance. However, Stuart Turner, Connor Barling, Callum Kabicki, Zach Marshall and Bo Sharman in the front half are hard to shut down for four quarters and may give the Cats the edge. So Wynyard for me in that one.
All right, seniors on at 2:20 games at Dyle Park, Latrobe and Wynyard. Now, the women, they're on at 9 tomorrow and be frosty, but it'll be fine and sunny for the girls at 9 o'clock. So we've got Penguin against Devonport at Penguin and Latrobe hosting Ulverston.
Yeah, look, you'd think the second-place Penguin, riding high on a 10-goal effort by full forward Taylor Marshall last week, should be able to account for the fourth-place Devonport at Dyle Park. On the subject of Devonport, well, the Magpies have been rocked by the sudden passing of young player Caitlin Lone, and I speak on behalf of all Northwest football supporters in conveying our sincere condolences to Caitlin's family, Magpie teammates and friends. In the second game, Darren, ladder leaders Ulverston should be too strong in their clash with the fifth-place La Trobe. And as you've already mentioned, both senior women's games commence at 9 a.m.
All right. AFL tonight, Essendon Crows. Going to go with Essendon. What about you?
Well, I'm going along with you, Darren. Essendon have made just the one change for this match-up with Adelaide by including defender Gleeson to replace injured skipper Dyson Heppel. The Crows have returned Himmelberg and Murphy to replace Taylor Walker and Luke Brown, who have both been ruled out by injury. But at the Marvel Stadium, I'm leaning towards the improving Bombers.
All right, mate. Thanks for that. And catch you around the footy. Have a great weekend.
You too, Darren.